medical professor and best-selling author Rachel Naomi Remen has a particular approach to preventive medicine. She's trying to help young people who are studying to be doctors avoid the trap in which so many physicians seem to get caught.
There's an awful lot to learn and not a lot of time to do it in. People are under great pressure in the healthcare system. When the students leave their first 2 years of preclinical training and they actually go out into the hospitals, they see people treat other people in ways that are a violation of everything they've been taught. Doctors treat patients in ways, nurses treat each other, nurses treat patients. People are under enormous pressure. We have difficulty being able to express our true values, our beliefs in our daily life.
Dr. Rachel Remen warns against an overly mechanical approach to medicine. She believes that when a physician is mostly a technician performing diagnosis and rapid-fire prescription, it runs a serious risk of missing the very heart of healthcare, the powerful human dimension.
A patient comes to see you, and you're allowed to have 15 minutes with them. Imagine having 15 minutes with someone who's frightened for their life because they have a diagnosis of cancer. And how difficult that would be for anybody, but to say to have 15 minutes to do something meaningful and human with another person, if you yourself are a person of deep compassion, you're violated. You're violated by something like that. The system doesn't allow us to live by our own excellence. And if you make that kind of a compromise, you're always functioning below the excellence that you want to be functioning at. Something in you dies, and it's your commitment, your calling. You're being violated over and over and over again. You're being made to be less than who you are and less than you want to be.
Most healthcare providers enter their profession for noble reasons. They yearn to help relieve the suffering of patients. Doctors and nurses undergo rigorous training and typically work long and arduous hours in their practice. But for patients, something often gets lost in translation due to our high-pressure healthcare system.
I think many people recently have gone to see their doctor who is sitting in front of a computer and who sits in front of the computer, talks to the computer, enters data into the computer for the entire time that they're there. It's very rare for people to even be able to sit face to face.
So very little eye contact between doctor and patient.
Very little human contact. And the fact that we make human contact anyway, to that degree, that says a great deal about who we are and how important that contact is to most of us. We're not here because of the information and the data, not even here because of the science. We're here because of the people. I mean, if no one was suffering from a disease, none of us would care a whole lot about that disease. We're people. And our wish to make a difference in the lives of others is such that it allows our young people to work an 80-hour week by law. It was reduced to 80 hours a week by law.
Is that a mistake to push young people through that kind of trial by fire?
I wouldn't call it a mistake. I'm not quite sure why it's a necessity.
Does it damage somebody?
Oh, I think it would be very damaging to any human being. I do know that people have difficulty remembering themselves in the intensity, the pressure that they find themselves in, and especially the young people who find themselves in situations where people are dying, people are suffering, people are sustaining terrible losses. There's tragedy all around you. I mean, I can't tell you how many times a medical student has said to me, you know, Rachel, I go into the ladies' room or the men's room and I go into a stall and I cry and then I go back out again.
recent New York Times profile of Dr. Rachel Remen cited some disturbing trends in healthcare. The majority of physicians today feel their profession is in decline and discourage their own children from entering medicine. Many find the incessant paperwork, even when filled out electronically, to be suffocating. It leads to widespread distress, depression, fatigue, and burnout.
How serious is it? Is there a problem of people disconnecting with the why that they have come, where they don't sense that their deepest values are being achieved in their daily work? That they're in a situation where the best they can do is nowhere near what they're able to do? I would imagine that that kind of a situation is a daily experience for most people until you begin to forget what it is that really matters to you and what it is you can really do.
And that may be a very good definition of cynicism.
Cynicism is rampant among young people, our young people, because they feel powerless to change the system. And the system does not allow them to fulfill their calling, to live by their values. And the values are very old. They're the values of the Hippocratic Oath. You know, medicine is a lineage. It's about a set of values that have been passed down from student to teacher for thousands of years. Values such as harmlessness, values such as compassion, service, brotherhood, justice. This means so much to these young people that they are willing to sacrifice their youth and work 14 hours a day for years just to be able to live by these values. And then the system takes it away from them.
I can't help but ask, if you are working in a system that compromises your integrity, why not simply opt out of that system?
That's the interesting thing. You don't opt out because the suffering matters.
Because the suffering of patients you're hoping to help matters.
Even if you can only do half of what you can do, it's something. Doing something that's very important to you, even half-assed, is worth doing. It's when things don't matter to you at all, you have to do them perfectly in order to get some satisfaction from them. You can't abandon the thing that has called you to your work, which is the suffering of people. Total strangers, people whose names you don't even know. It's interesting. I saw something interesting on television in 9/11. I was one of the people who actually saw the thing happen alive. I was on front of my television set here in California, and I actually saw it, right? And then they showed pictures of people running through the streets. Remember pictures of people covered with dust running through the streets? And the great majority of people were running away from the buildings. But 10% of the people were running towards the buildings, right? Now, some of those were people in uniform. This was their job. First responders. But so many of them were not people in uniform. They're just people who were running towards the buildings because maybe there was something they could do. This is why the world continues, because there are people who run towards the pain of total strangers. It's what it's going to take to sustain the world. Not science, not technology, but people who are able to care about the humanity of others. And that's what we got in medical school. These young people are the hope of the world, as far as I'm concerned.